USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says gas with a higher ethanol blend can be sold this summer in an attempt to reduce prices at the pump. The EPA has issued an emergency waiver allowing the E15 gas to be sold. The agency is saying this will lead to a bigger fuel supply in addition to giving consumers more choices when they fill up. This, as a study from the National Academy of Sciences, says corn-based ethanol is a bigger contributor to global warming than straight gasoline. About one-third of Americans who participated in the Retirement Confidence Survey said inflation and rising costs of living are at the top of their concerns. The worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done, stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. Inflation fears fueling Friday's sell-off. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The Biden administration is creating a disinformation governance board within the Department of Homeland Security. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox Business Republicans can stop the board by not providing any money to DHS as part of the department's funding.
You tell Chuck Schumer and you tell the White House, if the Republicans are in control of the House or in control of the full Congress, we're not going to pass the appropriation bill unless that language is there, because we're going to protect the First Amendment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the board will address misinformation on issues like COVID-19 and the border. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is being suspended for 2 full seasons by Major League Baseball for violating its joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. This comes as a result of a woman accusing Bauer of taking consensual sex too far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they seized 10 counterfeit 1936 Detroit Red Wings Stanley Cup Championship rings this week. Officials saying the rings had a total value of around $15,000. The rings violated the intellectual property rights of the team's trademark and were not authentic. A high-profile premier is arrested in Miami on drug charges.
The premier of the British Virgin Islands, Alturo Fahi, and the director of the Caribbean Territories Ports, Ms. Maynard, were arrested Thursday on drug charges in Miami, Florida. They were taken into custody by DEA agents and charged with conspiracy to import cocaine and conspiracy to launder money. Maynard's son was also arrested elsewhere. According to the criminal complaint, they were in Miami to pick up money from DEA agents posing as members of the Mexican drug cartel. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.